Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the girl Kia.
And Mika.
And you are listening to
The Ghetto Podcast.
All right. So she didn't know I started, so she really looked at me like real crazy side eye.
I'm always looking at you crazy side eye.
But
stuff.
Do we want to do what we usually do? Like, how was your weekend?
Well, we do need to talk about our weekend because okay. We had a very eventful weekend.
We did?
Yes. We went to Tin Fish.
No, girl. We already talked about that.
I'm still talking about it. They made me mad.
And that was not the... Yet. Oh, this is a weekend, but the weekend prior, what did we do?
We didn't do anything.
What did I do?
We went to Crafty Grab.
No. Oh, we went painting! Okay, so we went painting with the twins.
And my elephant is so cute.
And my baby put my elephant in his room.
Oh, did he? Yes, he did.
He made me put it in his room. He moved the basketball goal and all. Yes. He was like, oh, I love it. Aww. He was showing people on FaceTime. Yeah, yes. Girl, I love it.
Painting with a twist. You got to try it.
After that, we went to Crafty Crab. If you are from South Florida, please make your way down to Fort Lauderdale, 44th and University, and go to Crafty Crab. They have the best seafood boil down here, and it is consistently good. We have been there a total of 4 times.
Too many times. And I'm never disappointed.
Ever. So, Crafty Crab, y'all better sponsor this episode. I'm going to bleep everything out.
But yeah, it was fun. It was nice to get out because we hadn't been out together. Although y'all hear us record, right. You know, we be trying to be grown women out here.
And mind you, we tried to make plans to go out after, and we was like, nope. We even want to go find dessert. We was like, we're going home.
Good night.
And, oh my God, we didn't get the brownies to bake. We're supposed to make desserts tonight.
Well, let me just say this. She's been promising to make me stuff. I'm going to just keep a running record of all the stuff.
Okay, well, it's 10:40 on...
I don't care what time
10/12, 2019.
Okay, and I'm going to start it from now. Okay. She's been promising to make me stuff, and she don't be making me stuff. What kind of friend is that, y'all? I ain't make you nothing.
Seriously, what are we going to eat for dessert? Because I really want
to
eat.
What did I bring you today?
Do we have to go to Cold Stones before it closes? Do we have to kill this episode right now?
We're not killing nothing. She's trying to deviate from the conversation.
No, somebody's getting me some type of chocolate.
I brought her food.
Okay, she didn't bring me food.
But anyway.
Girl, who's coming to make you? Come back next week. No, seriously, come back next week.
I am. I ain't nothing to do. Oh, no, we're going to be together next week.
What are we doing?
Okay,
girl, yay!
Yes,
I'm
so excited
to get
to come. So excited.
Okay. So this week, we're going to be talking about Once Upon a Hot Girl Summer. Okay. What?
Go ahead, ho. Just go ahead.
What?
Whatever, that was not.
Oh, that wasn't the plan? Okay, no. Start over. No. I tried to put my old sound effects in. No, if that's not what we're talking about, that's not what we're talking about.
No, we're talking about Hot Girl Summer because Hot Girl Summer is over.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, no. I know what we're talking about now. I forgot. I turned the page. Can we talk about what we're going to talk about?
Go ahead.
Can I switch it? Hey, what's up, y'all? No, I'm kidding. We're not going to do that over again. We're going to be talking about the difference from being spiritual and being religious. Mm-hmm. Okay, I made a mistake. We're 3 minutes and 36 seconds in, and honestly, I'm not deleting anything. We're just going to move forward.
So y'all already heard. No, but this is kind of what happens whenever we do get together. It's kind of like bouncing ideas back of what we want to share with you guys because we want you guys to be interested and still feel like we're relevant. Like, this is legit what goes on behind the scenes. But we actually wanted to come and talk about this topic simply because we've had the discussion between or amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so much of, you know, how our life has kind of put us in a position where we are more aware of these things now. Mm-hmm. We just wanted, like we mentioned before, this podcast is specifically geared to those type of conversations that you may want to have with someone and don't know how to go about it. So we're here to have those conversations with you. And I think when we talk about spirituality and religion, it's kind of like a touchy subject. People don't usually want to talk about religion, or you know, you're not supposed to talk about it because you're trying not to hurt somebody's feelings.
Right.
But I think it's important that we do kind of like have the discussion that is open, that somebody can say, oh yeah, well, you know, I think that way, or I don't agree with that, and I'm pretty sure everybody is not going to agree with us, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I feel like for a long time, we didn't share our spirituality mm-hmm. with each other. And it's not because we didn't want to. It's like, it was like, maybe almost like a thought we didn't think about. And mm-hmm. then on top of that, maybe subconsciously we was like, okay, we don't know what this person really aligns with. You know, we don't know how they view things. And we didn't even try to like share it with each other to see, mm-hmm. you know? We literally just got to this level where we're like, girl.
And how old we
been? Right.
How long we been friends?
Right. Girl, we should. That's more, so sad. Almost 10 years. Or more?
She always saying almost. And I feel like we're already at the 10-year
mark. Okay, I think we're at the 10-year mark.
To get it together.
How old are we? Oh, girls at the 10-year mark for real. We are at the... Oh, my God. Happy 10-year anniversary.
You suck ass.
Okay. I but, yeah, we didn't really share those type of things with each other. But I think the first thing we should do mm-hmm. is define spirituality and religion as defined in Webster.
Okay.
Webster.
You want to tell us what Webster said? Okay.
I'm going to tell you what Webster say for religion. Can you tell us spirituality for Webster?
Okay. Please? I can tell you what.
So I'm going to say religion. Religion, as defined in the dictionary, uh-huh. is the belief and worship of a superhuman controlling power, especially a person, God or gods. Personal God or gods. My bad, y'all. I read that whole completely wrong. So yeah, it's a belief and worship in someone of superhuman controlling power.
Hmm, and that's religion.
Mm-hmm, that's religion. What's spirituality?
Spirituality, as according to the New Oxford American Dictionary, says that it's the quality of being concerned with the human spirit or the soul, as opposed to material or physical things. So you are more focused, per se, on the spirit or the soul of a person versus what you can see, the physicality of a person or... you know, like things you can grasp.
Mm-hmm.
So on a more, for lack of a better word, spiritual level.
Right.
That is what it means.
Right. Okay. So I think just simply from the definition, we could see the difference between the two. One is when we say spirituality, I think people instantly think the well-being of what she just said, mm-hmm. the spirit of the person, the soul of the person, mm-hmm. and that, you know, that's that growth in that aspect. With religion mm-hmm. and being religious, I think people focus on what they worship more mm-hmm. so than how they are, the well-being of them spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So just how they simply said in religion, the belief or worship of the superhuman controlling power mm-hmm. of a personal god or gods, and that in itself is what I literally see religion as. Like mm-hmm. when people say that they are religious more so than spiritual. And I feel like we really started to align when we identified that we are both spiritual beings mm-hmm. more so than religious.
And I wanted to talk about how one can go from being either or. Mm-hmm. You can be a spiritual being and then decide that that doesn't necessarily work for you, and then now you identify as being religious, or you could have been brought up as religious mm-hmm. and then kind of find your own ideals and values, which is what spirituality talks about, right. And then decide that you're now spiritual. When I first heard the term spiritual was when I actually, crazy enough, started working, and mm-hmm. on my assessments, it asked that question, are you religious or spiritual? And a lot of people didn't identify with being religious, but uh-huh. they identified with being spiritual. But when I probed more and was like, okay, what makes you spiritual? They couldn't identify, mm-hmm. but it was something opposed to religion.
Right.
So they didn't identify with the religion.
Oh, wow.
But spirituality seems more fitting to them.
I feel like, I to go back to cool. what you just said with about the upbringing, mm-hmm. I feel like I was brought up religious, mm-hmm. but somewhere around along the lines, I couldn't grasp
mm-hmm.
what they were trying to throw at me religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't align with it. I couldn't see it. And that's when I identified as being spiritual. And I feel like that was more so of me being like around 15, 16 years old when I realized that I was spiritual. Like mm-hmm. I didn't worship this superhuman being.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of an inner thing for me. Like I know that God is with me versus, okay, God is here and I need to worship him. Mm-hmm. It was more of him being with me, walking with me, guiding me, that spiritual mm-hmm. feeling, that soul connection versus that religious understanding. Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not, in a sense, it's not that you don't believe in a higher power. It's just that you're not conformed to what the doctrine, a doctrine mm-hmm. says about X, Y, and Z.
Right. I believe in a higher power. However, my higher power isn't defined by what your guidelines are. Mm-hmm. That's saying like Christianity, Judaism, mm-hmm. Buddhism, all of that. It's not defined by what a book is telling me my God should look like mm-hmm. or my God should be doing for me. Right. My God is defined spiritually. Like, what I feel mm-hmm. is what my God is.
Yeah. And spirituality, in a sense, talks about the authentic self. Mm-hmm. So, not, like you said, I'm not conditioned to what you're trying to teach me, mm-hmm. but this is what I feel. It's almost as if it's an innate type of thing. It's something that comes natural to you. I don't have to go and sit. And not saying I'm not against religion. I was brought up as a Pentecostal kid. Mm-hmm. I told you I was in church. And I enjoyed that because for some reason, it brought peace to me. But I think as I got older, I started to question things. And, mm-hmm. you know, certain things I was like, okay, that doesn't align with my beliefs, mm-hmm. my values. And I think I learned it also from my mom that she was the one who was very religious in a sense that we went to church. These were the commandments. These is what you do, X, Y, and Z. And I think later on as she got in her, you know, later on when she was, you know, at the end mm-hmm. of her days, she was kind of like, I know God for myself.
Mm, amen.
And I know that he's with me. I know that I am not perfect. Mm-hmm. I will never be. I can. The Bible says you're supposed to be of a godlike image.
Right.
But as much as I try, he knows.
Right.
And I know that
right.
I'm never going to be what he, you know, what Jesus was. And mm-hmm. she explained it to me that, you know, at the end of the day, that, you know, your morals are respectful. Your values are true to yourself. You're not endangering no one. You know, you're not this negative person mm. or evil person, then you should be content within right. you, within yourself.
So what I got from that is that with spirituality, it's more so of a personal belief and a value system than with religion. It's more of like a conditioned mindset mm-hmm. and a dictated belief that you tend to follow. Because mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, when you think of someone that's religious, we think of Bible thumpers, people who every word in the Bible is exactly what we should be following. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that the Bible is essentially what do you like to say this word? It's subjective.
Oh.
You have to interpret it when you read it, you interpret it in your own way and it fits your life however mm-hmm. you see it. A scripture that I read right now may not apply to you the same way that I read it. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, it's something that when we are spiritual and we read the Bible, it's more of us reading something for it to align with our life, right? Mm-hmm. More so of creating a personal belief than something that's set in stone and this is it is what it is. Off of that, I kind of want to get into that whole situation I was telling you about someone we follow on social media. You guys may know her. Dana Nichelle, mm-hmm. Dana Chanel, she created the Sprinkle of Jesus app. And there was something that I seen her post the other day regarding abortion. And I tried to go back and find the post, but I seen that she deleted it. Mm-hmm. And what I was explaining to my co-host is that it was she posted a tweet that someone else tweeted. And it said something along the lines of, people are out here getting abortions. Thousands of abortions every day happen, blah, blah, blah. Something along those lines. And that there's people out here who literally want kids. Like, you know, basically mm-hmm. saying, like, stop getting abortions and put them up for adoption if you don't want them. Mm-hmm. And what she was basically saying that she agreed with what this person said in this tweet. That was what her comment, her what's that caption. What caption said underneath? Girl, I don't know what I knew with that. Why I didn't know that. That's what her caption was saying underneath, that she agreed with what this person said in this tweet. Mm-hmm. The comments, however, my instant thought was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. What the hell? You're not considering those who have been victims of rape, mm-hmm. who aren't capable, that it can affect their health if they choose to have this child, mm-hmm. and things along those lines. And when I was like, dang, let me go read these comments, because if I'm feeling like this instantly, mm-hmm. there has to be other people who feel this as well. Before I get into what the comments said, I want to just say that she's someone on social media who's like very religious. Mm-hmm. I want to say that, because I feel like I kind of had to separate that, and I feel like that's why I kind of had those mixed feelings about her in the first place, because I didn't feel that spiritual connection with her, like, dang, that's someone that I can look to who's spiritually mm-hmm. well, that I can follow and, you know, kind of, you know, feed off of what they have going on. I didn't feel that instant connection. I tried. I kept her. I kept following her, and I tried, and I feel like that one post set it aside for me, because it's like, you on this public platform decided to really take this really hardcore, almost set in stone religious stance mm-hmm. on something that affects so many in so many different ways. You who wants to be someone who changes the lives of others and, you know, add to the value of lives of the people around you, will take such a stance like this. Mm-hmm. I think she didn't consider that someone she could have been sitting next to at that moment experienced something mm-hmm. that could have been a trigger for them, or just like that belief alone, wow, like kind of like make them take a step back or make them uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's so many things that you have to consider when you have a platform like that. Not saying that she can't say what she wants to say, but when you believe things along those lines, she can have that belief. However, mm-hmm. understand the different situations that are possible. So basically what people were saying in the comments, they were like literally in awe, like, wow, like what the, like they were literally saying, I don't think she thought this one through. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think she realized what she said. And people are like, what about those who've experienced this, that, da da da? What about those who, what about this, da da da? How can you say that? There's people in the foster care system right now. What about those kids? They can take those kids. It doesn't have to just mm-hmm. be kids that people don't choose not to have. Right. Like, there's so many other options, and she did not consider that. So mm-hmm. I feel like we needed to touch on that, especially when someone understands their spirituality versus being religious and following a doctrine that they feel like is set in stone mm-hmm. and a condition to believe. Because I felt like that was conditioning. Mm-hmm. You read the Bible, that's what it said, we shouldn't get abortions, y'all need to stop. Like, you know?
Yeah.
It was more so of that.
And typically when you think about, since we're talking about, you know, the case in point of abortions, when you do hear of Christians, even when you think about politics, mm-hmm. those who are running, and we're not in favor for, what mm-hmm. is it, pro-choice or, what is it, pro-choice versus what is the other one? God, I cannot think of the name, mm-hmm. the opposite. But usually you hear that is something, oh, Christians, we believe in the whole family and not an abortion. But I think in my thoughts of what I've learned a religion to be, is to be accepting of other people. You know, regardless of their faults or their flaws, you are accepting of them. Because if you so-called say that you are a Christian, right? Mm-hmm. Who are you to be the judge? When judgment day right. comes, if your Bible says, who's judging? All of everybody will be judged.
Very judgmental.
Absolutely. And that's something that I found to be very conflicting for me, in a sense that if I said I was going to be a Christian, are there things that I'm not going to agree with? And am I going to be judged as not being Christian enough because I don't align with what is written, is prescribed as fitting into this kind of like box that you want to fit me in? Because typically when people say Christians, they think, oh, this is the type of Christian you're supposed to be. And if you don't do this, then you're not. It's almost as in like, it's an all-inclusive club. All-exclusive club, mm-hmm. but you're not invited because you don't believe this way.
Right.
And I feel like that's why, in my hindsight, I respect, I will never feel as though I want to change anybody's thoughts, point of views on mm-hmm. what they identify as. I respect whatever it is that you identify mm-hmm. as. I do it simply because I want you to be able to do that for me. If I don't agree that I don't want to go into church every Sunday and mm-hmm. sing and clap and praise. I mean, but I do because, you know, that fills my spirit. Mm-hmm. Then that should be okay.
Right. And I wanted to touch on the fact that I think when we first started talking about spirituality with each other, I was like, when I was growing up, I used to go to church all the time. Mm-hmm. Because that was my upbringing. Not that my mom never took me there. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to identify that. My mom, I believe she's more spiritual mm-hmm. than religious. But I never realized that, hey, I used to go to church with my mom's friends. She never used to, you know, she mm-hmm. wasn't the one to take me. I don't remember the last time my mom stepped foot in the church. Actually, I probably do. That's probably like 7 years ago or more. Mm. But it's like, and I asked her, and I'm like, why don't you go to church? She was like, I don't have to go to church to feel connected with God. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what I have to do. And she had her own reasons for not wanting to be there because she's experienced church in a sense that it was more hypocritical, people mm-hmm. being there who weren't godly in mm-hmm. a sense. You get what I'm saying? So it kind of turned her mind from that, and she chose to worship at home, mm-hmm. essentially worship alone. Like, you don't have to share your experience with God with a huge congregation to be close to God. You don't have to go in and clap and sing, like you just said, every single Sunday, because mm-hmm. that's what they say you should do. Your relationship with God is completely based on what you want it to be based on. You don't have to be, even if you're religious, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you have to step foot in the church.
Yep. I think a lot of times, I don't like confined space, and this is just mm-hmm. me speaking, you know, just purely from just my heart. I don't like confined spaces, and I don't like anything that makes me feel boxed in mm-hmm. as if I have to fit this mold, because quite frankly, in my brain, I'm like, nah, I don't fit none of that. Mm-hmm. And if you are to sit there and judge me and ask and have a checklist and say, okay, does this make you Christian? Check. No. Does this make you Christian? Nope. Does this make you religious? Nope. I'm probably ain't gonna meet all your mm-hmm. check boxes. So then where do you put me?
Right.
You
right.
know? And I remember in college, no one forced me to go. My mom wasn't being like, oh, you went today and da da said yeah, no. But for me, it made me feel at peace. And I think I've talked about it, like what kind of is like my sounding board for me when things are going array. Mm-hmm. I need to go. Mm-hmm. But I know that I'm not going to say, oh, the Bible says, well, I ain't going to kill nobody. I'm going to mm-hmm. listen to the commandments. Yes. Some things, you know, just that's my value system. Right. Those are my morals. And I feel like sometimes they do merge mm-hmm. or they can coincide. But I feel like religion, like we mentioned before, just in almost a sense, or the old way of thinking about religion has like this structure, this set system that mm-hmm. has to be followed or else you don't fit. Mm-hmm. It's so rigid. There's mm-hmm. no room for
change.
Yeah. There's nothing for, movement. There's not wiggle room in the sense that you want to do something that's, oh my goodness, so bad. But I'm not conforming.
There's no room for acceptance. Essentially, there's no room for acceptance with religion like that. Like, well, with being that strictly religious mm-hmm. person, you don't make room for the outliers, for the people who can't fit in that box, because mm-hmm. they just can't. Like, not to talk about, I hate to talk about mm-hmm. homosexuality and religion, mm-hmm. because I feel like what God is saying in the Bible is to be accepting of everybody. And for those who are on that level of religion where they feel like they can't, they mm-hmm. just can't, like something is wrong with those people who you know, who has that type of sexuality. It's just like, that kind of irks me, because like, that's not what he's telling you to do.
But then that's when you said it's about, it's subjective in a sense that mm-hmm. people interpret what fits
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
I am not telling you that you're wrong. That is your belief, and mm-hmm. you are entitled mm-hmm. to it. And I will always say that on this podcast. You know, there are going to be things that we talk about that you're not going to agree with, and that is okay. You think for yourself, not because someone told you something that it's golden.
Right.
That is it. You think for yourself. You formalize your own opinion. You will decide your own values. You, mm-hmm. you develop your own morals, because that is the characteristics that build you as a person. But I also will not say that I am going to agree that because someone wrote this in a book, and gave it to me. And then you interpreted and told me this is what it meant. Right. Excuse me, I don't think that works. I think when I talk a lot about my college experience because this is when I had to find out for myself, like, religion just wasn't for me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, at least not to the extent of what I was brought up into. I started to question things because I had a class in, we were learning about African-American history, I think it was, and how the whites introduced Christianity.
Oh, we gotta go there.
Yes.
I don't want to go there.
I feel like we have to because that's where my thought comes from. A lot of the times that's where it comes from. And I will always say subjective because it is always up to the person who takes the time to read. And based on their thought process, their openness, how they interpret something, and if it fits. Because I know people who consider themselves to be religious, specifically Christians, if they read something and it's in the Bible, what do? Oh, you know it's in the Bible and X, Y, and Z, but it applies to your life when it's fitting for you.
When it's fitting for them. And when another asks, they have to say, well, God said, they have a rebuttal for everything.
Yes, absolutely.
For everything.
And I... there's a scripture in the Bible that does say, he that cast the first stone, let him not, I'm not going to quote because I'm going to tell you straight up, I ain't no Bible scripture quota, but something along the lines like, he shouldn't be throwing stones if he lives in a glass house, meaning that your shit, is not squeaky clean and smelling roses, so you should not be out here judging anybody else. It does say that in the Bible, but what do people do most of the times when people think of religion?
They judge. That's the first thing they do is judge.
Specifically with Christian religion, because that's what I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know about for any other religion, but...
I speak from the same. It's they judge you... From experience, they do tend to be judgy. And I had an experience where I was the judger. Mm-hmm. And this came... Not me, like 20-year-old me. I was probably like 8, 9 years old. But because I was being brought up in the church, and this is all I know, this is the story, y'all. Here we go. So I was 9, and I was going to church with my mom's friend. Like I told you guys, I went to church with my mom's friend. My mom never really took me to church. So I was bringing my god sister with me. My god sister isn't me. She wasn't raised by the same people I was raised by. In a nutshell, she was ghetto, like one of those loud ghetto kind of people. And I mean, I loved her. I never thought about her being ghetto up until I took her to church with me. So she'll always come to my house, we'll play, yada yada yada, but it was Sunday, she didn't go home, we went to church together. We went to church. When I say I was all types of level of embarrassed at 8 years old, Shanika. 8, 9 years old. I had to be 8 years old. I think I was maybe in the third grade if I wasn't in the second. And it was crazy because the level of the judgmental level that I felt, and I still feel like, dang, like I really, she wasn't used to what I was used to.
Right.
So she didn't know how to operate or accept or act in that type of environment. And it's just because she was acting, her behaviors were so outrageous. She wasn't used to going to church or reading the Bible or studying God. Like, and I just instantly judged her. I was like, oh my God, like she made me embarrassed. And my mom told me literally that I came home and said that, oh my God, I was so embarrassed. And it's crazy at that level how we are able to form that type of judgment when it comes to how somebody should view something or how somebody should act in that setting. So in that setting, I felt like she wasn't acting properly because I felt like she wasn't aligning with God. And it's not like maybe I didn't think about it on that abstract level, but essentially that's what my head was going at as an 8-year-old child.
As an 8-year-old.
That's crazy.
But even then, I think about now individuals, and I'm thinking specifically of one person. Well, not one person, but a couple of people that I know that, I'm sorry, a couple of people that I know that identify as Christians, but even in modern day Christianity, how they're trying to break those walls of, you know, I can still like this and still be a Christian. and the backlash that they get because, oh, this is not what we do, or right. you wear this to church, like, you would never, ever, mm-hmm. ever, one time, and my mama knew not to play with me, sorry, mom, I was not going to go anywhere and I couldn't wear any jeans. Who? I'm sorry, Jesus ain't tell me that.
Mm. Amen.
We never went back, needless to say, because my mama knew that it wasn't going to happen. But even then, within that, you can see the divide. So think about a person, and this is why I feel like it's so hard for people to come and know Christ or mm-hmm. wanting to accept and be a part of a religion because they don't feel accepted.
Right.
Why would I want to join something where I feel like I have to pretend mm-hmm. or I'm going to be one way here and be one way somewhere else? Like, right. Who am I? And then right. that creates confusion. Do you want, I don't want that. I'm sorry. And
sometimes they're afraid to even attend because they're afraid of what those who are already there is going to think about them. It's so many different levels. That's why religion is very tricky. Okay. And I feel like people should be in tune with themselves spiritually before they ever try to align themselves with any type of religion. Absolutely. Like you said, if you know a few people who are identify as maybe Christian, mm-hmm. but they are trying to break those barriers because spiritually mm-hmm. they are already aligned. And they Absolutely. Understand that no matter what anybody else says, they Absolutely. Are what they define themselves as, exactly. Christian, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to change because of what you said. Only the person who can judge me at this point is who? God. Yep. So what you say doesn't matter. You're mortal. You are of flesh. Like, mm-hmm. that doesn't matter.
Those people I can respect. Amen. But they're very few in numbers.
Right.
So when you find them...
Hold on. So I feel like we should go back to this whole Dana Chanel. I keep saying her name wrong now. Dana Chanel situation because that's when we started. Mm-hmm. She basically, that happened. You know, she got a little backlash from it. I don't think she responded to anybody in the comments. When I say I scrolled Shanika, I kept going. She didn't see any response from her. However, she did post and delete it. And I feel like this is not the first time she rubbed me the wrong way. As a Christian woman, because this is where sometimes we have to separate our beliefs from our profession, because
that's why they don't want you talking about it at work.
Right. Exactly. Right. Because how she markets herself, she markets herself as a Christian woman who's out here helping people achieve their financial goals. That's how she markets herself. However, it was an instance prior to this one where someone commented on one of her posts about her saying how she was able to fund her own business, you know, and didn't have to seek outside financing to start her business. And someone said, do you mind telling me how you were able to fund your own business? And she literally said, my brain and Google. I'm like, you're out here telling people to come to you for this type of guidance on how to start their own business and do this and go down this road and this avenue to have financial freedom. However, when someone asks you a simple question and then you chose to respond, this is what you said.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that godly?
Is that godly for you to respond like that? And that's not where it stopped, though. Because the girl was so shocked at her response. She was literally like, wow, like, I didn't expect this response from you. You tell us literally to come to you for financial guidance and to learn how to be an entrepreneur, blah, 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 but when you finally choose to answer a question that I leave on one of your posts, this is what I get. I didn't expect it. She's like, I love you. I like how you tie God into what mm-hmm. you're doing, but at this moment, like, I don't think that was godly. I don't think that was a godly response. Like, is that what God really told you to tell me at this moment? Your brain and Google? So that's what I should use. Like, I'm not using my brain and Google right now. I'm using my brain to ask you this question. That's literally how she approached her. She didn't disrespect or anything like that. And people were coming under like, yeah, like, that was really like, you know, it's crazy how she wants us to come and ask her mm-hmm. for this type of guidance and da da da. But this is the kind of response you get that kind of like rubbed them the wrong way too.
Yeah.
So it's like, she chose not to respond back on there, but other people were, you know, mm-hmm. commenting on for the girls. She was like, yeah. And it kind of was giving her advice on how they may have started. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy that that happened.
Right.
On your platform.
That's what I was
saying. On your platform.
On your platform that you put forth that this is what...
With God, I was able to do this. With God, I was able to do that. But
I'm Christian, and I'm Christian that. Did you go and Google find God? Is that what you did?
Right. Your brain and Google?
Yeah.
I felt I felt offended for her. I'm like, whoa, like, that's like a slap in the face. That's like talking to a child. Like, I'm a grown-ass woman asking you, who literally says under each post, here's my email, here's my phone number, here's DM us for, comment below for, and then I comment, and wow.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of thing. Because I feel like at that point, she felt like she was above answering that type of question. That was benign.
What,
like,
did I just say? Some
girl.
Smelling day what?
Their armpits be stinking, they don't realize it. So yeah, I mean, that's why I kind of really wanted to go back to it, because some people do feel like they're holier than thou.
Mm-hmm.
We hate to say it, but some people are out there really thinking that God is talking to them personally on all types of levels, and you ain't hearing it. Nobody else can hear it but them. I'm not saying that God is not talking to them, but they act like you can't have that relationship too.
I feel as though if you are on that level, that you are having interactions with God, I don't think the God that is supposed to be all-knowing, all-comforting, everything that is peaceful, loving, why would it be that it's a negativity that comes from you if he is this, you know, all-loving God? Why? Would that be a response? I don't think that's how it would work. You know what I'm saying? So it puts it in a frame of mind like, mm-hmm. Well, I don't really know if I want to follow what you say, because the God I know, mm-hmm. if I'm thinking in that sense, wouldn't make me feel as though I'm less mm-hmm. than. You know what I'm saying? And if he is using you or speaking through you to deliver a message, I'm pretty sure that's not what I'm supposed to be, what I'm going to be feeling. I don't think that's what it should be at all.
Right.
But, you know.
And you know what? I'm just using her because I'm sorry to even use her as, you know, the source of what we're talking about, just to define someone who's religious and they're not, you know,
yeah,
being godly,
mm-hmm.
but it's even shows in the way that she, certain things that she posts, the rants that she posts, like, because you don't have God, that's why you're in the position you're in. I'm like, lady, not everybody is of Christian belief. Like, mm-hmm. why do you feel like that has to be the guideline to their success? Okay, I understand if you are Christian, okay, that could be in your belief system, that could be one of the things that helps you
mm-hmm.
mentally, that guides you toward success, but why does that have to be the root of it? So if I believe in something completely different than what you believe, if I'm an atheist, then I can't be successful.
And I know an atheist that's successful.
It just shakes me. That's why now I understand, like you just said, you got to separate your business from your religion and mm-hmm. the church from the state and all that kind of stuff, because, boy,
that's why
it becomes real.
Yeah, it's a tricky conversation to have. But you know what? I think it's an important conversation to mm-hmm. have, so that, because I think a lot of times, even though you and I have been friends for so long, we didn't have the discussion because I don't think it was necessarily fearful. We just didn't think, at least for me, I know I didn't bring it up just because I wanted to be respectful of whatever it was that your thoughts were, your beliefs were around that. I wasn't ready to have that conversation. And I'm not going to open up a can of worms and I ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people sometimes, mm-hmm. for that reason,
mm-hmm.
don't have the discussion because it's, where is this going to lead? Is it going to affect overall, you know what I'm saying, the friendship that I have or this relationship with this person, what is going to be the end all,
right,
you know, of us having a conversation?
And you know what, sometimes I feel like, this is just going against spirituality again, I feel like religious people aren't as humble as those who are spiritual. I feel like when you are spiritual and you're in tune, you're more in tune with yourself and who you are and who others are. And you're able to understand and, like, understand and grasp that everybody is different. That not every two people are the same. That not whatever I believe, this person next to me doesn't believe that as well. That we can have different values and different belief systems, but all be as one. And I feel like for some people, they don't know how to humble themselves.
Mm.
And they speak out of turn, or they over share. You know what I'm saying? They may overshare what more than they need to. And I'm only saying that because I sent her a post from the same person. I was like, something told me to go on their page just to see what their activity has been. Because after this whole situation with Dana Chanel posting and deleting that whole abortion thing, I decided to unfollow because I felt like, yeah, I couldn't align with her at all. So she made this Twitter post where she said, someone said, I know you from social media. And she said, if you knew me from social media, I would already been forgotten. You know me because I built the biggest Christian platform in the world with 10 million downloads. My company put 4,200 apps in the App Store. I put over 100 small businesses on TV. We built the fastest growing tax company in history. 400 partners in 8 months. This social media thing is show business, but it really means show your business. But the thing is, because someone said she knew her from social media, she felt like she had to outline and share all of her accolades and accomplishments. Not saying that she shouldn't do that, but why couldn't they simply just know her from social media? Right? Why couldn't they just simply know her from social media? If that was the way in which she was introduced to you, how come it couldn't just be that way? How come it had to be all of that? And literally, this is how she answers people when they talk to her.
She did it again. She did it in a comment.
She did it in a comment and said what?
Yes. You know what? Sometimes people aren't open to feedback, whether it's positive or negative. They just don't want to hear it. They've reached, you know, their level of success and forget about what happened. You know, forget what it was to feel like when they weren't there, you know, when they started figuring things out. And I feel as though we talked about humbling ourselves before in another episode, and we usually have to remind ourselves of that. If you have a platform, and like I said, I am not in any way, shape, or form bashing anyone for whatever their beliefs are, but if you identify as being Christian, or, and let me not just say Christian, as being religious, I would hope that whatever religion it is that you do follow teaches you to be humble, or at least somewhere in there makes you a human, makes you feel as though you should want to be human, humane, in a sense that you care about other people and not necessarily yourself. Because if I'm going to say, yes, I'm a Christian woman and this is my business, my Christian values say X, Y, and Z, right? My Christian values say, regardless of your background, your lifestyle, mm-hmm. I'm willing to accept you. Mm-hmm. So if you are reaching out to me for something and this is my platform, why would I make you feel as though you're inferior to me? Mm-hmm. Because you now are somebody that I did not reach. And mm-hmm. okay, you might be one out of the million people that I didn't, but you could have just been that one more mm-hmm. person mm-hmm. that I could have touched. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of the times when it comes to her, which is why we're talking
about
her,
it goes back to being humble.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, oh, what did you see on social media? And then I would be like, well, yeah, you know, I have this app too. I would introduce them to what I've been doing. This person doesn't know that, have to know that you're almost a millionaire, right? Mm-hmm. You can just introduce them to the lifestyle. You could have opened someone's eyes up, but instead you chose to be arrogant. And that post that I just told, point for you to read, the person said they had to unfollow her several times, and they still came back because, you know what? I feel like they feel like they want to have a spiritual connection with her, but she's not spiritual. Mm-hmm. She's religious. And I feel like we have to identify that. You cannot connect with someone who doesn't understand spirituality. And I feel like it's crazy. Like, people are like, oh, those two things go hand in hand. If you're religious, you're spiritual. No, those are two separate entities. You have to understand that they're two separate things. And that just proves it even more. I mean, hey, some people out there who will probably listen to this podcast right now may love Dana Chanel, but at this point, like, I mean, I have no hate or disdain for her. Mm-hmm. It's just that I kind of don't align. I really love her work ethic. She's really out here grinding. However, mm-hmm. I can't be on that, like, spiritually, I can't take her. But, you know, let's close this episode out. I hope you guys really, like, got something from this episode. You know, we really tried to touch on the difference between the two. And I feel like, in a nutshell, you guys will come to understand, like, for us, spirituality means overall acceptance, the understanding of yourself, your belief systems, mm-hmm. believing, essentially probably believing in God. I mean, if you go to, you know, but understanding that you worship in the way that suits you.
Right.
You know, versus a strict outline or guideline of what worshiping should look like, what your God should look like. Mm-hmm. Any finishing thoughts?
Nah, that's all I got.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode. This is Wait, girl, I messed up. Go ahead, you do it.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Ghetto Podcast.
Bye.